This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Nominations are announced in just a few minutes for the music industry's big awards, the Grammys. Eligible is Robert Cray, the blues singer, guitarist, and songwriter who's been part of the nation's soundtrack for 40 years. His newest album is Four Nights of 40 Years Live. And how's the business of blues doing here in 2015? Allison Keys reports.
Robert Cray is a five-time Grammy Award winner, and his track Smoking Gun was a top 40 hit. It's featured on his new album that includes songs and videos that span his career, melding blues, rock, and R&B.
You can, you know, hear and actually see the progression that's taken place over the years.
But Cray says it's tough to find blues on the radio these days, and the internet changed things for all types of music.
Basically, our form of income is being out on the road.
The blues right now has some serious challenges.
Grammy Museum Executive Director Robert Santelli is a blues historian who thinks the genre is in trouble. That's because of a dwindling audience with a short attention span that doesn't buy records.
It's in danger of becoming a historic music form.
Santelli says people who get their music through venues like Spotify don't develop a commitment to the genre.
The way in which we consume music today and listen to music is a definite disadvantage for blues artists.
In 2012, according to Nielsen and Billboard's Music Industry Report, 3 million digital blues tracks were sold compared to 323 million rock digital tracks. And Nielsen's 2014 year-end music report doesn't even mention the blues.
I shiver all over.
Cray says he's fortunate that he's been established for some time now. He's been on tour. But touring has changed since the beginning of his career, where the band stayed at the homes of the people they met in towns across America. Now, he has a lot of different audiences that make touring possible. Cray also says there have been periods when his band has sold a lot of records, but
it's not the same as it was for us back in the 80s.
But both Cray and Santelli think the blues will survive into the future. Cray, because he thinks upcoming artists will be inspired by the past, and Santelli, because he hopes some young people will get this music and support it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Allison Keys for Marketplace.